Hello and welcome to Essex by the Sea. I'm Owen Ward, exploring the Essex coast, finding out about the amazing and interesting stories it has to offer. For this episode, I've made it to Jaywick. We've done previous episodes about Jaywick, which you can listen back to if you've not already discovered those. But for those, it's always been on Zoom. I've never actually made it here. Well, today I have. The sun is shining. It's glistening over the sea. I can see long, wide, golden beaches, exactly how it's been described to me. And I must say, it looks stunning. We're beside the Martello Tower here in Jaywick. And the reason for my visit on this episode is because the Essex Wildlife Trust have a project called Next Door Nature. And Adam Nixon is here alongside me to explain exactly what that is.
Yeah, so Next Door Nature is funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, and what it's doing is it's encouraging people across the UK to take action for nature in their area. So this could be an individual who just wants to make a difference to the spare bit of land on their street, it could be a business who wants to make their company more eco-friendly, or it could be an already existing group, not necessarily to do with nature, who just want to take a bit of action and do a bit for wildlife.
Now, there is an episode already about one of the projects that's happening in Grays, but what sort of projects are happening here on the Sunshine Coast of Essex?
Yeah, so I'm specifically working in Jaywick and Clacton, and I'm here with Bradley today, and we're working together to make Crossways Park in the centre of Jaywick a little bit nicer. There's a pond in there that unfortunately has been left to sort of ruin a little bit. It's full of litter. It's got some algae on top of it, which is really bad for the water. It sort of blocks oxygen getting into it, which is really bad for all the fish and all the plants. So we're working together to sort that out. We stood next to the Martello Tower today. Me and the Friends of the Martello Tower are working together on a wildlife checklist project. So what we're going to do is we're going to get local artists, local writers, local photographers involved to create a free resource that people from the local caravan parks or any visitors to the tower can come and get for free and see some of the rarer, some of the cooler wildlife that you can see in Jaywick, because Jaywick is fantastic for wildlife. And then if we go over to Clacton, we've got a few projects there. I'm working with a packaging-free shop called Unsealed. We're working together on a fruit tree project, so we're aiming to get around 30 free fruit trees in the centre of Clacton. And with that, obviously, fruit trees is great for wildlife, great for the bees, you know, good for air quality. But we're hoping to create a resource that's available in food banks and that's available in their shop, so people who are struggling can maybe go and get a bit of free fruit whenever the fruit trees bloom.
So the Next Door Nature project then, Adam, is a little bit different to projects that the Essex Wildlife Trust has perhaps done in the past, isn't it?
Yeah, so historically with projects that the Wildlife Trust does, we'll get a grant, we'll get some funding, we'll have an idea, we'll go into an area, and the project will be set up for 2-3 years. The funding for the project dries up, and a lot of the time there tends to be no legacy for the projects. So even though the impact of the projects is huge, afterwards they're sort of just forgotten about after 5-10 years. So what we're trying to do is really get involved with communities early on, help them set up their own projects, and then slowly let our foot off the gas in the hope that they run long into the future organically without our help.
Well, you mentioned about the park. Bradley Thompson is alongside us as well. Bradley, can you just describe what it looks like at the moment?
So the park at the moment, the water is clearing up a little bit. We visited in the winter and it was quite bad. There was traffic cones, a trolley in there, various rubbish bottles. There's a lot more litter now sort of throughout the stream all the way down. So hopefully in the next couple of days we'll be out there doing a litter pick to clear all of that and arranging to actually go into the pond and actually clear that. And we are working with Essex County Council and Tendon District Council. So we've got a contact now in the council that once we get all the rubbish out into a place, they actually agree a time and a date, they come down and clear it all for us.
Well, that's very good, and the fact that the community is working with the council and the Essex Wildlife Trust to do this, what's the hope then for the park once you've sort of done the sort of rubbish clearing? Then sort of longer term, what are you hoping for?
So yeah, longer term, we're lucky enough to work with Clean Up UK as well, so we're a hub at the forum for that. They give us all the litter picking, all the hoops, so we're trying to get more groups involved with that now, litter picking groups, so maybe do sort of once a week beach patrol, get residents to do their own sort of parks and bits and pieces. And then the long-term goal is maybe improving the area. So we've looked at putting up bird boxes, baby bat boxes, anything to sort of improve the wildlife, doing meadow maybe in the actual park and bits and pieces like that. Adam's obviously got more experience with that, and he's leading us that way forward. So,
and why did you want to get involved? I presume it's not just you. There are other local people of Jaywick who are getting involved and supporting and helping.
Yeah, so Jaywick Sands Community Forum, which I'm chairman of, is in charge, or not in charge. I've got 20 different groups under the local area that come under them. So we've got an allotment group, a veg plot. We've also got a bee group that do the bees, the hives, and we've also got Dig for Jaywick, which do their own sort of veg and bits and pieces for the community. That's just one little part of it. And then we've got sort of Neighbourhood Watch, Royal British Legion, the church, and other groups. So with all them groups working together, we can sort of help each other out in the community and sort of all pull together if another group needs help, and just go on from there, really.
I mean, that is brilliant that the community are getting involved, because there will be a lot of places in Essex where that just doesn't happen. And Jaywick, I know, is very much community focused.
Yeah, definitely. All the groups like coming together, working well together, and just improving the life for the residents and the area, really.
Adam, in terms of the wildlife that we might find in somewhere like Jaywick, I mean, what could we expect to see? Is it sort of your everyday back garden kind of wildlife, or is it a bit special here?
No, so Jaywick's sort of one of the gems of Essex, really, for wildlife. On the one side, we've got the sea, which is fantastic for things like flatfish, things like sea bass. It's one of sort of the last strongholds, really, in the UK where you can find decent-sized sea bass. And then the other side, we've got these fantastic, beautiful wetlands that have marsh harriers. There's a really good population of adders here, which elsewhere in the UK, they're perhaps rarer. There's marsh grasshoppers here as well, so there's loads of really rare and, you know, unusual wildlife.
One thing I hadn't really appreciated until I actually got here is you'd think of the Tendring Coast, Walton, Frinton, Clacton, and then Jaywick sort of being in a line, but it's not. It curves round, and if I just spin round, I can see on a clear day down the River Blackwater. I say clear, the clouds have come in and it's got a bit misty, but over there somewhere in the mist is the Bradwell former nuclear power station. And so it's kind of more an estuary area, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. So it's where, you know, freshwater meets saltwater, so you get such a wide range of species. You've got the outside chance if you're fishing here, which we can see a lot of fishermen are today, the outside chance at some maybe more freshwater species.
Bradley, what is it that drives you to try and make this area better?
Well, me and my wife chose to buy a house here 5 years ago. I wasn't really involved with the community, but I see the community spirit and certain areas that I could help out in. I was asked by a local councillor, Dan Casey, to come on the forum and help, and so we haven't looked back then. I mean, I just want to make it a better future for my son and the residents and their children.
How are other residents of Jaywick appreciating the work that you're doing, or is it a bit too early to tell in what you're trying to achieve with the park?
Yeah, I mean, there's mixed sort of feelings on there. Some people want the park cleaned up. Some people obviously say the pond should be left how it is. But like Adam says, there's a lot of damage being caused by this algae on there, which is affecting sort of the fish underneath, the plants underneath. So I think we just need to work together and get different agencies involved with their expertise, and everyone work together with the residents, sort of Adam and the council, and sort of come up with a plan. And
expertise is the key, isn't it, with this project, in that the Essex Wildlife Trust can help community organisations and local volunteers tap into those experts to make it even better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm all one for getting in the water and getting my hands wet, but I wouldn't have first thing to know about some sort of plants and wildlife. So that's where Adam comes in, and he's really knowledgeable, and he sent me a lot of information over, and we're doing really well.
In terms of Jaywick, coastal community, we've talked in previous episodes about some of its struggles, but there's a lots of positivity. This is just one of them that's going on. I mean, why do you love the place so much?
I just love it, living by the sea. I was always London, moved down sort of 10 years ago, and yeah, I just love it, really. It's nice to come along, and there is a bit of litter left by our residents and the sort of the caravan park, but with more patrols and bits and pieces we're doing, it's so much of a different area now. If everyone does their bit, then it should all be good.
It's not just the park then that you're focusing your efforts on. I know you've been helping in the past with sort of clearing fly tips as well.
Yeah, we done a fly tip the other week. It was about 7 tonnes taken off the beach. So it was scattered all the way along Brooklyn's seafront. Me and my wife went down there and just dragged it all into one big pile. And was lucky enough, Dan Casey phoned up Ian Taylor from Tendering, and within 2 or 3 days they come out and clear the whole lot.
It's about everybody working together, isn't it, Adam? And Bradley's talking very much about the community, but it's key contacts at the council to help with some of, sort of the larger stuff and helping. And I'm sure the council see the benefit of the work that locals and the Essex Wildlife Trust are doing as well. And in turn, the wildlife will see the benefits long term as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all about working together. You know, as good as the Essex Wildlife Trust are and the amazing work we're doing, we can't do it without collaboration. So we need to get in other charities, key partners like the council, and then things like fly tipping. Those sorts of things desperately need sorting, not just for the wildlife, but for the residents of Jaywick as well.
Bradley, what's sort of next on your sort of to-do list once the park's done and the fly tips are cleared up?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm sure something will pop up. Obviously fly tipping is an ongoing battle. You're never going to win that one, and with the litter as well. So it is just keep on top of it and make sure you keep it down, and then that way everyone's happy.
Well, Bradley, thank you very much for joining me. Adam as well from the Essex Wildlife Trust. If people want to find out more about Next Door Nature and how perhaps they could get involved, what's the best and where is the best place to go to find that information?
Yeah, sure. So if you live in Clacton, Jaywick, Basildon or Thurrock, go online, search Next Door Nature Essex, and that'll bring you to our website. Or alternatively, if you just want to email us, it's nextdoornature@essexwt.org.uk.
Thank you so much for inviting me down to Jaywick to find out about the work that's going on. Bradley and Adam, thank you so much for joining me. As I look out at the Martello Tower, one of, I think it was 5 that are along the coastline, we visited one. This is number 2 ticked off. Although I know that there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the Jaywick Martello Tower. So perhaps it'll be back here for a future episode of Essex by the Sea. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And if you like what you're hearing and want to support the production of Essex by the Sea, you can donate via the Ko-fi page. Just search out for Essex by the Sea. The link is in the description. Until the next episode, thanks ever so much for listening.